Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Without further ado, friends, we are going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out the 10 to 15 articles every day that are out combating the lies that are given to you, that are rained down upon you on a 24/7 basis. We are combating the lies of the CIA-controlled media on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As you can well see, we are a biblically and constitutionally based ministry. With that said, if you go to the right side of the page, you can also find two social media platforms, one for the morning show, Tim Brown Show, and one for the afternoon show, which would be my show, the one that you're listening to even now. Again, join us on Top Chat after you click onto those outlets. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You'll find us right here, right in the center of the left side of the page. You can go ahead and click us on, join us on social media platforms and Top Chat, and you can give us a call at any given time. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to jump over to the store, there's a store here on sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. And what you're going to find, friends, is everything that you could possibly be looking for. I want to let you know, first and foremost, we're not making the Lord's house a house of merchandise. It is a house of prayer. But we are responding to the people and the requests. And if you look at the coffee cups, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God with Romans 12:21 on it. If you go to water bottles, it's the same thing. For example, we have on this, this republic was not established by cowards and cowards will not preserve it. We have dog tags that people have requested. So all the stuff that we have here, friends, are upon your request. So do go over to the store. Also check out becoming a member, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can be a son or a daughter of liberty. There are different programs. There's bronze, there's gold, there's silver, there's multi-platinum, so on and so forth. If you'd like to be a son or a daughter of liberty, we'll also send you, each and every one of you, a certificate. And the certificate's actually pretty cool. For the most part, I got one in my hand right now. Just wanted to show you real quick as to what it looks like. And you can go ahead and put it up on your wall. They're very cool. Top-notch, nothing second rate here. Again, if you want to check us out on the store, please do that. That, again, is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to the store and or membership. You can also donate over there. We greatly appreciate it. Also, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can do that. We're setting up a tour right now for the West Coast. It looks like we've gotten invited. We got the date solidified. We're going to be out there in July 3rd, I believe the 4th, and probably a whole week of dates out there in California as well during that time period. Also, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can just go ahead and check out some of the cool accolades. Not that we're looking for accolades, but it just kind of shows you some of the things that we're responsible for. For example, we won the Anti-Common Core Group Awards, Bradley Dean, for defending timeless values. If you look up on sonsoflibertymedia.com, GCN.com. You can see the Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth and Journalism Award. So we appreciate all that. We're not looking for that, but we do appreciate the fact that people are taking the time to acknowledge us. And I also wanted to let you know that if you want to book us at any time, again, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in at any time during the show today, please do. Please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, again, just for the record. Now, without further ado, I want to tee this up, and I do want to stick to this one topic today. We'll be talking about this one topic. We may go off on the branches concerning the topic of the topic. And just so you understand, we're going to be going line upon line, precept upon precept. So let's kick it off with this. Tim Brown just posted today, friends, former Oregon House Speaker arrested for human trafficking. Human sex trafficking, forgive me. Human sex trafficking. See, just when you thought dirty politicians never get caught, oh, this whole show is going to be just based off of just that, friends. Just that. Tim Brown actually reported couldn't happen to a nicer guy. One could hope this would end with justice, but unless Oregon is willing to build up the gallows, I'm not so sure that it will. Still, former Oregon House Speaker and current Clackamas County or Community College Board member Dave Hunt has been arrested and charged with commercial sex solicitation in undercover sex trafficking sting operations conducted by Portland police. Now, folks, haven't you ever noticed that when something falls to the bottom, it always has to come from the top? That's gravity's natural flow, right? Whatever goes to the top, it's going to go to the bottom. Or whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. That's what gravity does. It takes its course. And we see this sex trafficking that's taking place in this country today. You can take this on so many different fronts. You can take this to that of the DEA and drug trafficking. You can look at all of these different elements of corruption in our country, friends, and what you're going to find 10 times out of 10 is it's controlled from the top through one of the agencies. And what's interesting to note, you'll get what I'm saying right here, what's interesting to note is a legislator, Hunt, the guy that was just called out in Portland for sex trafficking, he was one of the numerous sponsors of a bill criminalizing sex trafficking, okay? And in 2011, he also voted for HB 2714, the bill that created the crime of commercial sex solicitation, the crime for which he was arrested and cited, okay? So it's like the same thing if you go over to that of Mitch McConnell from Kentucky. He was busted. He's Mr. Anti-Drug, right? He was the one that was actually busted for that of cocaine trafficking. They found 90 pounds of cocaine on his in-law ship called the Ping Mei. This was some time ago, and of course the mainstream media is not going to call out one of their own for the crimes committed against the people. The fact of the matter is truthers such as myself are willing to go ahead and report what they're afraid to report because they may lose their job or they're on the same team. But again, friends, it shows you Mr. Anti-Drugger was the one that was actually guilty of trafficking cocaine. I remember one individual from California. He was the role model, if you want to say. He was the trophy for that of gun rights, an activist there in California, San Francisco. And sure enough, he was busted for, guess what, friends, trafficking weapons in San Francisco. Of course, he went to jail for 5 years, but the fact of the matter is the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. So pay attention to what they do rather than what they say. 716 Matthew. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, or you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighting the fact that former Oregon House Speaker is arrested for human sex trafficking. So you can see, again, the fruit doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. But, you know, people got to ask the question, why does this happen? Well, it tells us in Ecclesiastes 8:11, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Well, does it catch up? Oh, absolutely it catches up. There's no question about it. I want to show you something here, too, just to show you again how this starts in government, friends. That's why we're dealing with this. It's going from the top to the bottom, not the other way around. They create the problem, okay? And then it spreads, and then the American people are trying to figure out, who's doing all this sex trafficking? Well, look who's getting caught. Here, you have Scott Weiner, representing Senate District 11. Did you know that he is introducing legislation to end discrimination against LGBT people regarding sex offender registration? This is the guy that also wants to lower the age of consent for children to have sex with adults. He's a said representative in the state of Minnesota. And if you know anything, friends, about what happened in Boys Town in Nebraska back in the late 80s, you're going to understand exactly where this is happening. And what they did is they had an orphanage in Boys Town in Nebraska, and it was an orphanage for obviously for young boys. And the priest there would take their orphans, and they would get them hooked on drugs, and then they would traffic them to Washington, D.C., where they would be used as toys by politicians. And guess who got busted? You can go online right now, and this had happened under Ronald Reagan's administration, and it was connected to that of none other than George Bush. There he is again. right? And it shows you that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And to further solidify the point, if you know anything about the Bushes, they're linked to supporting that of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich back in the 40s, the 30s and the 40s. Did you know that? Did you also know that it was Prescott Bush, George Bush Sr.'s dad, and the grandfather of George W. Bush, that was indicted in 1942 for actually financing Adolf Hitler's war? So the Bushes are responsible and directly connected to the Third Reich. They were indicted back in the 1942s. You can go online and find it. It's really easy to find. Okay? It's absolutely amazing. George W. Bush, he was the head of the CIA for a minute. And if you look at the CIA and you connect that to Truman, Truman said he would have nothing to do with that of the CIA, and he equated it to the American version of the Gestapo, right? And look at Paperclip, Operation Paperclip, I mean, bringing over those war criminals over into America. So we can understand, again, the connection here. It's real simple to find. But what's also interesting to note, friends, is the likes of our said representatives advocating for something that the people don't want in this country, namely homosexuality, sodomy, lesbians, transgenderism. That's not the American people, friends. That's what's going on in government. That's why they're pushing forth these agendas. Now, going back to the Bushes and also the connection of that of the Third Reich, look at the pink swastika right here, friends. Matter of fact, the pink swastika, Homosexuality in the Nazi Party, is a 1995 book by Scott Lively and Kevin Abrams, drawing on Samuel Igra's 1945 book, Germany's National Vice. Lively and Abrams argue that the crimes committed by homosexuals in the Nazi Party exceeded the persecution of homosexuals in Nazi Germany, and that homosexuals contributed to the extreme militarism of Nazi Germany. Is that what you're seeing here today? Keep in mind the ones that were persecuted by that of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich concerning sodomites were the feminine versions of homosexuals. The version of homosexuals or sodomites that were actually a part of the Third Reich, they were the masculine version of homosexuals. And just so you know, that modern history, friends, has been perverted big time by the revisionists. Because if the American people understood this whole sodomite agenda from lesbians to homosexuals, again, you're going to see the fruits. You're going to see the same sort of fruit coming from the people in modern government that are homosexuals, that are lesbians, that are, you know, a part of the LGBT and transgenders. You're going to see them act exactly like their father in a different time, just 80 years apart. That's all. But go to the pink swastika, friends. You can actually watch a short documentary online as well, because this is the part of the history of the Third Reich that they don't want you to know about. And keep in mind, these sodomites were the ones that were willing to do whatever it took to get what they wanted. You're dealing with the lawless people. They have no lines. But I'm here to tell you my father does. Because these people like to prey on children, and the American people somehow or another have given them a green light to go ahead and do so. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. But I do want to talk about what Luke 17:2 tells us. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend these little ones. If they want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, dare on. Because you can rest assured it's not going to take long before you get a response from one of his servants here on earth to push that judgment day way ahead. Okay? Also read Exodus 22 when you get a moment, because he said, if you prey on the fatherless, he said, I will send a sword to kill you. That's right. And this is, again, exactly why you are seeing today, friends, in America, vigilante justice, because they're sick and tired of the corrupt courts not making reference to the law that condemns the crimes of these criminals. Okay? Different show, but I just wanted to throw that in there. One of the things that I did in the past is I did an article called, this was January 18th of 2017. Again, the Holy Ghost has us way ahead of the game here. The American politician, yes, we are corrupt. We've done probably two shows on this since 2017. President Harry Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. And I did my homework and I found, friends, that 268 of the 534 members are millionaires. And isn't it interesting how they go in broke, and before you know it, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, all of a sudden, instantaneously, they become millionaires. Off $174,000 a year, friends, do the math. I was just talking to you on the first segment about that of Mitch McConnell, Mr. Drug Trafficker himself, cocaine trafficker. He is a cocaine trafficker, friends. Isn't it interesting, friends? He goes in and he's broke, and now he's worth multi-millions of dollars. How's that? Because he sold the American people out. I got to say, on the other side of that, we wouldn't have a drug problem in this country had the American people not been buying drugs. Okay? I just want to give you a couple quotes really quick before I show you how these corrupt politicians did not go without justice. In fact, they have been brought to justice, but they just didn't bring them to justice when they were incumbent, when they were in office. Check this out. Jesse Unruh, Speaker of the California Assembly in the 1960s, said, "Money is the mother's milk of politics." Think about that. He said the millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process, and they own the politicians that go to them for money. We are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society, one person, one vote, to an oligarch form of society where billionaires would be determining who the elected officials of this country are. Now, friends, we've known this for a long time. Roosevelt said back in the 30s that presidents are selected, not elected. So don't fool yourself into believing that these little clowns that they throw up on the stage as your options to become the next president of the United States of America are actually the people's choice, because they're not. Because without fail, they act like they're the people's choice. They tell the people everything that they want according to the law. And then once they get voted in by the people, or so that they would have you believe, what do? They turn on the people every single time. 1-866-582-9933. Vice President Joe Biden said, he said, you have to go where the money is. This is now the president-elect, saith six corporations and the useful idiots in the mainstream media. I don't know anybody that believes that, because I don't. He's not my president. But here he is again, not only committing the act of treason, but verbalizing it. Vice President Joe Biden said, you have to go where the money is. Know where the money is. There are almost always implicitly some strings attached. He said it's awfully hard to take a whole lot of money from a group you know has a particular position, then you conclude they're wrong and vote no. I mean, folks, this goes on and this goes on. Here's one from the good guy, Ted Cruz, Knox. Okay? He said lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. Okay? They on a daily basis are conspiring against the American people. Career politicians are wallets, and their wallets are open to the highest bidder. That's what Ted Cruz said. Friends, so let's quit pretending like those said representatives are actually there maintaining the laws that keep us free, because on a daily basis, we continuously see them tearing them down through what they call policy, which in fact undermines the U.S. Constitution. So are we kind of getting a little taste as to what we're dealing with in Washington, D.C. here? Now, I'm going to come right back. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about just when you thought dirty politicians never get caught. I'm just showing you that they're confessing that they are corrupt. Okay? And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight and begin to highlight the crimes of them that have been busted, both in federal government and state and local politicians. 1-866-582-9933.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans are marking this Memorial Day with far fewer coronavirus restrictions. All 155 cemeteries dedicated to veterans are now open. All 155 cemeteries dedicated to veterans are now open to those fully vaccinated. Over 37 million Americans also hitting the road this holiday. Garrett Townsend with AAA tells Fox News many people are just happy to be able to hit the open road.
We think it's probably up right now because of the fact that it's an enclosed space. So people can be there, they can spend time with their family, perhaps something that they haven't had an opportunity to do for a while. And a road trip gives you an opportunity to do that.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is calling a special session of the legislature to tackle bail reform and election integrity. This is USA Radio News. President Biden spending his Memorial Day honoring those who lost their lives in service to the nation. The president telling families that have lost loved ones,
"The day will come when the image of your loved one will bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eyes."
Biden also laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Former President Donald Trump is accusing President Biden of destroying the United States with his administration's failed border policies. Chad Wolf, who served as acting Secretary of Homeland Security under former President Trump, agrees with his former boss.
"The administration are trying to take a victory lap at the moment, talking about how they're moving migrants, mainly minors, from one government facility to another government facility and saying we've solved the problem and the crisis. And that's anything, they have done anything but that. Solving the crisis is actually trying to stop the illegal behavior."
USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Oh my gosh! Did you hear that, Americans? Did you hear that, 53 countries? It went from just put a mask on 13, 14 months ago, just for a week, just for 2 weeks. Then it went from that to shutting everybody's business down illegally. Then it went from talk of a vaccination. We knew what the pill in the jam was, folks. And then it went from that to vaccine passports. And then it went from that to 2 shots. And then it went from that to 3 shots. Oh, my gosh. Really? You know why they're doing that? It's because the people have been complicit. I don't care if it's been a small portion of idiotic people in this country, but so be it. That's why they're encouraged. Now they're talking about annual shots. You're going to need a shot every year, friends. And did anybody catch the punchline here? Pfizer will make $26 billion off the stupidity of the people on this globe. Oh my goodness, what's it about? Folks, that's all you have to see to know who's behind it is who profits from the said crisis, whether it's created or no. It's just that simple. $26 billion. Pfizer will make off the stupidity of the American people and people worldwide. Well, Bradley, why are you saying that about your own people? Because they're stupid. Stupid people are stupid people. But in this country, you have to be stupid on purpose. I mean, we're born stupid, but if you remain stupid, that's your own fault. Say what you will. Go to Webster's 1828 and look up the word stupid. It means dull and insensible. I want to go to... I want to show you how stupid people are. And I want you to listen directly from... Let's just take it to the pharmaceutical companies really quick, okay? When you look at the father of antidepressants, ADHD... I'm looking it up right now. I may have to look for this during the next break here, but it usually pulls up. The father of ADHD said that ADHD is a fictitious disease, and he was the one that was responsible for saying it and creating it. He said that on his deathbed, by the way. Okay? Just wanted you to know that he said it on his deathbed. Okay? And I got it pulled up in part right now, but again, just for the sake of time and sticking to the plan here, ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. That's Dr. Edward C. Hamlin. And then, again, I'm going to look for it during the break. It's the same thing, friends. Pharmaceuticals making money off of that which is fraud. But the father of the ADHD... said on his deathbed that it's a fictitious disease, and yet the pharmaceutical companies make over $100 million a day off the stupidity of the American people. Same thing with the vaccinations. Hey, friends, even when they tell you, people will try to justify it. Even when they tell you the truth, you don't believe the truth. You believe their lies more than you do their truth. I got Sal calling from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I would like to bring up a book called The President Makers by Don Fotheringham. It shows from the mid-1800s until 2000 how these presidential elections, they make us think that we vote for these people. But we don't vote for, we may vote for them, but who is going to be in there is set before you and I.
That's right.
Grab our ballots.
That's exactly right. And see, that's what the American people still haven't come to, because they're not judging Sal according to the Word of God. They're not judging them by their fruit. They're judging them by how much they like them. And one thing I've learned long ago, when I like someone right away, I remember a guy saying this to me. His name, as a matter of fact, was Rick Moe. If you're listening, Rick, hey, Rick. He was one of the guys that was doing high school assemblies all over the country. And I remember him saying to me 20 years ago, he said, you know what? You like everybody at first. That's right. Until you see what kind of fruit that they bear, because Scripture tells us that the Lord will bring all things to the light. And that's exactly right, and I totally appreciate that comment, again, for the sake of time. During Sal's call, Leon Eisenberg was his name from the pharmaceutical company. Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, the acronym, died in 2009, okay? This isn't coming from me. This is coming from psychpractice.com, but I've got it as well, and we all have it affirmed here, obviously, and confirmed. But before he passed away, he made a startling confession. The 87-year-old medical researcher said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease while on his deathbed. Who profits from it, folks? That's all you got to ask yourself, is who's profiting from the answer. 9 times out of 10, you're going to find out who's responsible for creating the crisis, and there you have it. Oh, my goodness, Americans, what is it going to take to shake and wake people up? What I want to do is I want to go ahead and play a video. By the way, we have educational videos available on Rumble. You can find these on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, literally hundreds of them. And I want you to check this one out, because this is corrupt politicians. Check it out.
I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter. From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy.
Whoa! Daniel Webster.
What kind of message is it, America, to the young when they that have been entrusted to serve cannot be trusted? Only 12% of the American people say that they have confidence in Congress as an institution. Here are some facts. 111 members of the Congress have run at least two businesses that went bankrupt, often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. 79 have credit reports so bad that they can't get an American Express card on their own. But as members of Congress, they can get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check. 64 have personal or financial problems so serious they would be denied security clearance by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal circumstances. But again, as members of the Congress, they get clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get them elected. 31 members of the current Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. 33 have driving while intoxicated arrests on their driving records. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, dispute with business partners, or other civil matters. 17 have drug-related arrests in their backgrounds. 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespass. 9 members of Congress wrote bad checks even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closures of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to let their accounts be overdrawn without penalty. And just think, America, these are the ones that were caught. Criminals mock society's laws. Your compassion is a weakness that your enemies will not and do not share.
Amen.
Criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. The corrupt depend upon you and your ignorance of the Constitution and its embodiment of its laws.
That's right.
When you live in darkness, the only light that you have is truth. It would do us all well, America, to stick to the light that not only exposes, but also refuses the darkness.
Amen. Amen. I love them, folks. If you want, by the way, those are available online at your choosing, at your leisure, on sonsoflibertyradio.com again, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. What we're talking about right now, friends, is the fact that just when you thought dirty politicians never get caught, I'm here to tell you just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, that's all you have to do is go over to Wiki. Did I ever tell everybody that the founder of Wiki, Jimmy Wales, do you know that he personally came after me? I mean, the guy's a total preve, right? Why would he come after a guy like me? Well, the commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. But what was interesting is we had a Department of Justice, Judith Reisman, actually catch on to the fact that he was coming after me, and she stood in my defense, which is great. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. But if you go over to Wiki, friends, they'll tell you. They'll blurt the truth out in their confusion. And when you go over there, you just look up the list of American federal politicians convicted of crimes. Now, I know people think all day long they never get caught. Oh, they get caught. They get caught. There's no question about it. And I can go here. I'm just going to go from the very beginning of the country, and I'm going to go right up to that of none other than Richard Nixon. Okay, I'm just going to give you a couple examples, and then I'm going to go to state and local city representatives as well. So back in 1969 to 1974, in Richard Nixon's criminal administration, we had Watergate, of course, right? 69 government officials being charged and 48 pleaded guilty, including 7 for actual burglary. And eventually, Nixon resigned his position. And to show you how it's controlled, remember, he was guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks, and yet Gerald Ford came in and gave him a pardon. See how that works? You had John Mitchell back in 1974, former United States Attorney General. He was convicted of perjury. Did you ever hear about this? Okay, I'm just trying to show you why America's in trouble today. If you want freedom, then you're going to have to bring justice that guards our liberties, okay? That means you're going to have to be the law. You're going to have to move it to judgment, friends. Amos 5:15, Isaiah 51, verse 4, and you're going to have to deal with them. But, folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they seek truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about just when you thought dirty politicians never get caught. I'm in 1969, and by the way, Georgia, I seen you're the 1969 model. I thought that was cute. But here you have it. No, I did get a chuckle out of that. But we have John Mitchell in 1969, former United States Attorney General. Did you know that he was convicted of perjury? Lying under oath? Oh, my goodness. You should do a whole show on earmarks again. It's just great stuff. What about Richard Kleindienst, United States Attorney General? He was convicted of obstruction and given 1 month in jail. Boy, isn't that convenient? Little slap on the hand. You just shut your mouth and we'll give you 30 days and everything will go away. All right, don't tell on us. But the fact of the matter, if you've been caught with the smoking gun in your hand, and you got to do a little time here, dog, right? H.R. Haldeman. By the way, these are Republicans. These were the good guys back in the 60s. We have the White House Chief of Staff. He was convicted of conspiracy in 1974. He was convicted of obstruction of justice, lying under oath. Oh, he only served 18 months in prison. Wow. That's pretty crazy. John Erkelman, he's another good guy, the Republican, right? Unconstitutional parties. He was a White House counsel. convicted of conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and perjury. Oh my goodness, friends, what's wrong with America? You've been sold out, Luke 22:48, for 30 pieces of silver. What about Egil Groff? Okay. United States Undersecretary of Transportation. He was sentenced to 6 months. 6 months doesn't tell us his crime. Then we have John Dean, White House counsel. He was convicted of obstruction of justice, which shows you that they think they're above the law, right? Later reduced to felony offenses, and he only served 4 months. Boy, oh boy, soft judges, Americans, and I'm talking about you being their judges. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Charles Colson, special counsel to the president for public liaison, convicted of obstruction of justice. He served 7 months. He became a Christian, too, by the way. Oh, my gosh. Spiro Agnew, another good guy, vice president of the United States of America. Oh, and by the way, these are the ones that were caught. These are the ones that were caught, just so you know. Okay? Spiro Agnew, vice president of the United States, pleaded no contest to income tax evasion. Oh my goodness! Here you have it, right? Yeah. Here we are. What's wrong with America? Oh my goodness! Let's go to 1977, and let's just look at a couple there. Convicted of perjury, served 6 months in prison. This was legislative branch under Gerald Ford. Executive branch, Earl Bolts, United States Secretary of Education or Agriculture. He was charged with failing to report more than $148,000. This was in 1978. Butts pleaded guilty to tax evasion charge and was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years of probation and was ordered to make restitution. He only served 25 days. Let's go to the 80s under Ronald Reagan. The Iran-Contra affair, you remember all that? That was just a shift of power concerning drug control and drug cartels. That's all it was. And when we look at the people that were guilty of this, we have none other than Elliot Abrams, Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs, convicted of withholding evidence. They think they're above the law, given 2 years probation. Later, he was pardoned by President George W. Bush. Isn't that interesting? Michael Dever, another good guy, White House Deputy Chief of Staff to Ronald Reagan, pleaded guilty to perjury related to lobbying activities and was sentenced to 3 years probation and fined $100,000, which you know he never paid. Right here, I want to check something out really quick because I want to pull something out that people might not know. And this may surprise many because I remember Colonel North. He was pointed out as the bad guy during the whole Iran-Contra affair. Did you know that when Barry Seals was exposing cocaine cowboys? You remember how that of Colonel North, remember everybody looked at him like he was the fall guy? Did you know that Colonel North was the one that was identified by Barry Seal as the one that was controlling the whole drug trafficking control under George W. Bush? Did you know that? Most people didn't. No, they think he's an American hero. No, he was the one that was overseeing the drug operations, friends. Okay? Boy, if you just take it past what the media tries to cover or to shield you from concerning the truth, friends, you'll always find the truth if you're willing to dig for it. But Colonel North is not a good guy. I know the conservatives put him up like he's a good guy. He's not a good guy at all. He's a drug trafficker on a major level, okay? But they used him as the fall guy, and of course he got in no trouble for it, right? If you go to that of George W. Bush, executive branch, you have Treasurer of the United States pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice, tax evasion. Legislative branch, David Durenberger, Senator, another good guy from Minnesota, denounced by Senate for unethical financial transactions and then disbarred. He pleaded guilty to the misuse of public funds and given 1 year's probation. Isn't that amazing how that works, friends? Wow. Jay Kim, another good guy from California, accepted $250,000 in illegal 1992 campaign contributions. Guess what? This person got 2 months of house arrest. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Little partiality here, friends. Oh, you better know it, friends. And the list goes on. Judicial branch, forgive me. I got this thing in my mouth, just for the record. I told you about this a couple weeks ago, and it's on my bottom teeth, and it makes me lisp sometimes. Forgive me, all right? Sound like Donald Duck a little bit. Judicial branch, Samuel B. Kent, judge of the United States District Court for the United States Southern District of Texas. He was convicted of perjury. Walter Nixon, judicial branch, judge of the United States Court for the Southern District of Mississippi, convicted of perjury, sentenced to 5 years in prison, impeached by the House, and convicted by the Senate. Did you ever hear about that? I didn't think so. Oh, the list goes on. Bill Clinton. Man, I'm sure he just got rid of those guys, conveniently, right? Congressional post office scandal to embezzle House post office money through stamps and postal vouchers to congressmen. I'll tell you what those two people have gotten away with is shameful, and it's a reflection of the American people, and I'm talking about the Clintons. Then we go to George W. Bush. There's a whole list of them there, legislative branch, executive branch. Then you go to Barack Obama. Folks, they all got their list, but you never hear about them. This is what is crazy about all this, right? And what's also interesting is many of these, when they're busted, friends, they're pardoned. They're granted clemency by the said presidents of the United States of America. Why? Because they don't want to be told on. That's why they're so soft on them. I'm here to tell you, friends, Judgment Day is not going to be simple. The Bible's clear when he says that he will not at all acquit the guilty in any sense of the word. He will not overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. And we better get that right, because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. These are just the people that got busted here, and it's a mercy of God that they've been busted here. But it's interesting how the mainstream media, for the most part, told you nothing of these people getting busted. I got 2 minutes left. List of American state and local politicians convicted of crimes. Folks, literally, I'm going to show you this if you're on a social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, or go over to beforeitsnews.com on the right side. This is found on Wikipedia, list of American state and local politicians convicted of crimes, and it goes state by state by state by state. Fraud, bribery, theft of client funds, trespassing, theft, tax evasion, wire fraud, extortion, domestic violence. I mean, again, state after state after state. When you begin to go through these, you'll find money laundering. You'll find crimes against children over and over and over again. Matter of fact, on our Rumble page, if you go ahead and subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find all of our resources there, as well as over on sonsoflibertyradio.com. And we got a video actually called 87 Politicians and Others That Have Been Exposed for Their Crimes Against Children. You can check that out. But going back to this wiki page, you just see state after state. Oh, am I on the wrong one? Yes, I am. Sorry. Now we're in California, obstructing the FBI, convicted of civil rights abuses, false imprisonments. Oh, my goodness, friends. Colorado, you got the list goes on. The list, bank fraud, personal expenses, stealing money. You got election fraud, larceny. These are all the individuals state by state that have been busted. Now we're in Florida, Georgia, tax fraud, tax evasion, convicted of theft. These are your said representatives, friends. School board members convicted of bribery. Again, fraud, mail fraud, repeated drug abuse, DUIs. This is in Illinois. I mean, what is it? In Illinois alone, friends, there were six governors that were imprisoned. And the good people in Illinois are still trying to figure out what's wrong. It's mob ruled, friends. Okay, and it goes on. Check these sites out, friends, so you can understand what's going on. And this shows us how America, you're soft on crime for the most part. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.